Hello, my name is William Gillespie. I'm Pastor of Maranatha Baptist Church. We're meeting at the North County Recreation Center on Redmond Road. I'd like to share with you how I came to know for certain that I'm on my way to heaven. I was constantly faced with this question, where would I spend eternity? Where would I go when I died? This was especially on my heart while serving in the Navy. After returning home from a 10-month cruise, I learned that my cousin had drowned while exploring a cave. I remember the funeral and thinking, where did he go, heaven or hell? Where would I spend eternity? I tried to console myself that I was baptized and a church member, but it didn't satisfy. A co-worker of my wife was constantly inviting her to come visit her church. The girl was getting nowhere with Tresia, so she asked her husband to invite me. I accepted the invitation. The people that were at the church were friendly and made us feel right at home. But what really impressed me most was that the preacher preached, and I understood what he was saying. And I especially remember the invitation. He asked the question, is there anyone here today that is not absolutely certain of where they'll spend eternity? Now, this was the question that was on my heart. Would I go to heaven? Would I go to hell? That was on my heart. And he said, today is the day of salvation. This was the question I was asking myself, but I failed to respond. After the service, we were given a visitor's card and checked no visit from the pastor. But Monday morning, Pastor Earls called. My wife answered the phone, and he said, Mrs. Gillespie, I usually don't call folk, but your friend Margaret said that you were new in town and that you and Bill could use a friend. And I just want to be your friend. Could I stop by and just get to know you guys tonight? And her heart melted. And she said, yes. And so that night when I came home, she said, guess who's coming over tonight? And I said, who? And she said, that preacher of the church that we went to Sunday. And I'm saying to myself, now, what do I say to a pastor? How do I hold a conversation with him? How do I entertain him? But when he came in, he got to know us, and I found out that he was a really nice man. And he said, I have something wonderful I want to share with you from the Word of God. Go get your Bible. So my wife ran back, and she got the Good News of Martyr Man and came out. And he says, what is that? And she said, it's a Bible. He says, that's no Bible. Put that thing aside and sit down and let me show you from the Word of God some good news. And he opened the Bible to 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And I looked at him and I said, can I really know? Because this is something I want to know all my life. He says, you see it right there in the Word of God, don't you? God wants you to know where you're going to spend eternity. In fact, God wants you to go to heaven. And then he began to show me that I was a sinner. In Romans 3:23 it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And he said, do you believe that you're a sinner? And I said, yes, I know I'm a sinner. And he said, you know, the reason you sin is because of your nature. In Romans 5:12 it says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. He said, Bill, the reason that you can't live good enough for God is because you inherited a sin nature from Adam. And so no matter how hard we try, we somehow always sin. And because of sin, we're condemned to hell. Another place there in the book of Romans, it says, for the wages of sin is death. But wait, there's a but there. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God loved us so much that he sent the solution in his Son. He couldn't overlook our sin. But his Son, he sent to take our sin on himself, to take our place, in order that we might have eternal life. But it's a gift. It's available to everybody, but everybody doesn't have it because everybody hasn't received it. You see, God wants to give this gift, but we can't receive it in our hands. Jesus did it all for us at Calvary. Remember that verse in John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus took care of all our sin on the cross. He bled and died. He died for our sins of the past, the present, and the future. And only he could do it because he was God come in the flesh. At the same time, in the same body, he was 100% man and 100% God. He became a man so he could take our place and die. And he became God in order that he might be resurrected from the grave and be able to turn around and offer us eternal life. It's a wonderful story. The Word of God tells us that we can have this eternal life. If you look in your Bibles, or your Bible, in the book of Romans, chapter 10. In fact, if you have a Bible, I invite you to open it up and take a look at Romans chapter 10. And I'm going to read the verses that he read to me. Romans chapter 10, look at verses 9 to 13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pastor Earl read those verses to me that night. And he says, Bill, do you believe that you're a sinner? I said, yes, I do believe that. He said, do you realize the fact that you can't save your own soul? The best that we ever could do would be the sin. Do you realize that Jesus Christ died for you personally on the cross? For it says in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Do you realize that if you call upon his name, believing that his Son came to this old earth, died in our place, was buried, and raised again from the grave in order that we might have eternal life? Do you believe that if you call upon his name, that he'll save you? Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe these things, then God will save you. So all you have to do is just ask him. And that night, realizing that I was a sinner, repenting of my sin, I called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I prayed and I asked God to save me. And he did. For the first time in my life, I had peace. For the first time, I realized that if I close my eyes in death, that when I open my eyes, I'll see Jesus. I'd be in his presence. I had heaven. Not because I was good, but because of the promise of God. I got gloriously saved. You know, my salvation is not dependent upon how I feel, but upon who I know. I hope this helps you to understand how you can know for certain that you're on your way to heaven.